The following tape contains Coach Bob Bennett's lessons on baseball fundamentals, and most importantly, how to teach those fundamentals. The teaching plan is simple and sequential, but critical to maximizing Coach Bennett's lessons. Number one, explain. Number two, describe. Three, demonstrate. Number four, evaluate. Number five, understand ability levels. Six, make adjustments to individuals. And seven, repetition.
We're excited to bring you this important video about bread and butter drills. We're presenting five daily drills for each position. Now, the drills are taken from the most common defensive situations in a baseball game. Purposes of the drills, well, you practice five drills for each position on a daily basis to improve skills. It improves practice organization because the players are in charge of their own drill station, and it creates other valuable benefits. Helps to develop confidence in the players, develops skills, develops responsibility and leadership. It will improve their learning skills and develop teamwork, and it will dramatically improve the defense. Always remember Coach Bennett's common sense coaching suggestions, and these are for the players as well. Understand that an increase in participants increases the difficulty in proper drill execution. Understand the various skill levels. Hold players accountable for their skill level. Show passion, persistence, and patience. Push, but encourage. Insist, but invite. Illustrate and instruct. And always adjust.
Hi, I'm Bob Bennett with Coach's Choice. I've been coaching baseball for 46 years. 34 of those have been at Fresno State. I want to introduce the youngsters that are good enough to come out and help us today in this series. J.D. Sales, Drew Merlot, Connor Buss, Zach Buss, James Bitter, and Ryan Clark. Okay, we're going to be talking about something that's really important to the catcher, and we're going to work on five drills that a catcher ought to work on every day. And that's basically what we're going to do with each position today, is work on five drills that those five guys could work on alone or with at least two in a group. And if you had four guys, it'd be beautiful. Two guys could help the other two, and they could be the teachers for that group. So what we're going to do is start out with a stance. Now, I want you to get in a catching stance. Start just like you're a football player. Drop your elbows on your knees. Just forget the glove for a minute. Just drop your elbows on the knees. Put your feet straight ahead. Merlo, would you get right behind him and face me? Okay, feet straight ahead. Now, if you got in that position, it'd be a little bit awkward. So we're going to start to slide your toes out a little bit. Just your toes. With toes out. But as we put the toes out, can you make sure you keep your knees inside your feet? Atta baby. Now we're going to stick our hand out as though you're going to reach out straight with your arm, and you're going to just bend it back in a little bit. Okay. Now, you're still a little too high. You're still a little too high and feel a little uncomfortable. Can you shift your weight back and forth? Can you shift your weight back and forth? See, I'm only 32 years old. I shift over here and shift. Can you do that and stay comfortable? Just float with your head. Stay real low. Now start getting lower and lower and lower and lower. Can you still shift? Still got good movement? Okay, now stop right there. Now I'm going to do a couple drills with you. And these are like football drills. And we're going to come to some sort of satisfaction with your stance, so you're satisfied with it and I'm satisfied with it. All right, hands out, giving a target. Get up in a position so you're ready. Now, there's two stances for catching. One stance is there's nobody on base, and you're just going to kind of roll like you were there. And now you got somebody on base or two strikes. You never want a ball to get by you, so you get up a little bit and you're ready for a throw, or you're ready to really react to a bad pitch. And nobody ever throws a bad pitch if he's your pitcher, but once in a while, it happens, and you want to be ready for it. So now I'm going to give you a signal. I'm going to say, go over here, and you go over there with that foot, your left foot. Come back. You go over here with your right foot and come back. And all you do is just move. If I go this way, you come here. If I go this way, you come here. But you go and you come back. Go and you come back. Do that smoothly so your head doesn't go up and down. Okay, can you do this? Here we go. We're going to go here, and back. Here and back. Now stay with me. We're going to go here and back. See, the head doesn't move. Here and back. Here and back. And I'm going to show you how to do that a little bit better. Since you're right-handed, and you'll go the other way better, Merlo, because you're left-handed. Since you're right-handed, you'll catch everything better over on this side because you got the glove on that side, right? So you don't have to shift as far. So when you get over here, you got to shift a little bit further. So I'm going to load up on the left side a little bit more, just a little bit, 15-20% more weight. I don't know what that means, but if I say 15-20%, you'll say, okay, I'll just put a little more weight on my left foot. And that's what you do. Slide a little more weight on your left foot because you're getting ready to go that way. And particularly if a guy's throwing a pitch that's a curveball, breaks away, and you guys aren't supposed to throw curveballs, but you throw them anyway. So I'm going to be ready to catch them if you're going to throw them. So we're going to roll here and then come to the outside. Now, if you do that, you should be able to shift your weight still to the left if you have to. Still to the left if you have to. Okay, here we go. Down, left, and back. Without moving your head. Back, 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 back. You come back up to the same. I'm going to get my feet here. I'm either going that way or coming back, this way and coming back. All right, here we go. Here and back. 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 Now, I want each one of you to catch this ball. I'm going to tell you where it is. Only one of you is going to catch it, but all of you are going to catch it. You know what I mean? I'm going to throw it to you. You're going to catch it. It's going to be to your left. You're going to step with your left foot, and each of you is going to step with your left foot and step and catch the ball at the same time. Can you do that? You're going to catch an imaginary ball, five of you, and you're going to catch the real one. It's going to be to your left. Okay? Now, the secret is, throw it to me at the same time I step. That starts the catching and the rhythm for everything. Okay, to your left. Okay, back over. Now we're going to the right. All of you are going to catch it, except you're going to actually get at it, baby. Okay? All of you to the right. Oh, I fouled you up. That's my fault. Okay, here we go again. Zach, Connor. All right, atta baby. Good. Now, you're going to catch this one, John, but all of you guys are going to catch it. You got to kind of time it. It's going to be your left. John did a great job there shifting. I didn't tell him to left. I'm going to your right. Try to time it. Try to time it. To your right. Good. That was good. I'm going to the back guy over there. So I'm going to your right. Good. I fouled you up, didn't I, Merlo? To your right. Atta, baby. That's good. Now, that's the first start in every position of what you really do when you catch the ball. If you're an outfielder, you try to catch the ball at the same time you step. That gets all your rhythm started. The other thing you want to do is the grip and rotation, which we did out there. The only difference that I would say with a catcher is when you catch the ball, you need to catch it, grip it, and you get the grip before you separate your hands. Before you separate your hands. So I want you just to simulate catching the ball, and I'm going to give each one of you a ball. When I throw, I want you just to pat the ball in your glove like this when I toss it to you. Pat it in there. If I go this way, you step to your right foot. If I go this way, you step to your right foot, left foot. Catch the ball. When you come out, I want you to really pay attention to the grip. All right, here we go. I'm throwing a ball to you outside. Now come out of that glove and make sure it's across the seams. Throw it to me, Ryan, I'll show you. Here, when it comes out of my glove, it should be over the top, and I should have it across the seams. Now, how do I do that? As soon as I catch the ball, I got to get in the grip in the glove, pull it out of the glove, and have the grip before I separate. So whatever I do here, that's why this hand's got to get close to the glove. Boom! Grip across the seams. And you can do that every time if you work on it playing catch. All right, here we go. I'm going to toss it to you, and you get the grip. Get the grip, come out, it's across the seams. And you can't fiddle with it out of the glove. You got to have it before it comes out of the glove. Okay, that one you work on every day. You work on that if you're an outfielder, infielder, whatever. The other drill I've got here, and I'm going to have you drop on your knees, even though you don't have any gear on, and blocking a low pitch. Now getting your stance, what we call dirt balls, and you can work on these. I'm going to tell you where I'm going to throw the ball. I want you to drop to your knees. And if you do this soft, you don't need shin guards. Drop your butt down when you see the ball. Every ball is going to be in the dirt. Drop your butt down and just softly fall on your knees. Keep your hands out in front and block the ball. All right, block the ball. Good. That was nice and slick. Walk it. Atta baby. Get them down. Drop your tail a little bit quicker. You get down quicker. When I go back, you start dropping down because it's going to be in the dirt. Atta boy. That was good. All right. Now, when I go back, you start dropping down. All of you catch this thing anyway. Drop down. All right. I'm going back. That's it. Good. You guys are good learners. Here we go. Good. Now, he did it right. He got over to the other side. All right. Here we go. Good. That's good. Now, you guys could work on that as a team, where I'm tossing to you, Zach, for five. You toss to me for five. That would be some independent work that you could do as a catcher. The other thing is fielding bunts. And I'm just going to have each one of you field one bunt in each direction here real quickly. Get in the line. Everybody has a ball except the front guy. Everybody has a ball in the front guy. Now I'm going to have you field a bunt down on the right side here. And you're going to pick this ball up with both hands. And you're going to have your feet lined up to throw to first base. If I throw it down to this line here, when I go to get the ball, I want to line myself up so that I'm picking the ball up, throwing to first base. If it's on this side, where do I want to come down and feel that ball, Ryan, like you're going to feel it? I want to be on that side. Perfect. So no matter where you feel the ball, and if it's a pass ball, you do the same thing. So we're just going to go through this one time. You toss the ball to him underneath. You don't know where I'm going to toss it. So I'm going to be you for just this demonstration here. All right, here we go. Feel that ball and simulate throwing a ball to first base. Pick it up both hands. Okay, now you get up there and you toss it. Toss it any place you want to toss it. Not very far out there. Go get it. Round it. Now you're different. You're a left-hander. You'd line up your feet as a left-hander. Okay, next guy, go get it. Down the line. Line it up, at it, good. Go ahead, toss it down there. Go get it, round it off, good. And then even negotiated the bag, that's good. One more, Mr. Bitter, you're the last man here. And that's good, okay. Now those are some drills you could work on independently without the coach there. And if the coach is there, he's just gonna emphasize some points, but you could emphasize the same things with each other. So what we're going to do is we're going to catch the ball without moving our hand. I mean without closing the hand. I don't mean move. We're going to move the hand there, but it's going to be real soft. So you throw the ball, just toss it to me real easy. And that's okay. Let it fall out. But I can cradle it and carry it in, but I can't close in on it. Because I want to get this hand so it's soft. So I do that. So we're going to do that to each other. You're going to throw him the ball and he's going to be nice and soft with a hand. Oh, perfect. You're going to catch it with a hand and you're going to catch it with a hand. Just back and forth, nice and easy, and just cradle it. Get so you want to get so you catch the ball, the glove does. Use a glove when you have to. Get so you use it, that's it, good. So you hold it, you guys are good. Yes. See, that's perfect. Merlo, you got good hands, baby. You got good hands there, Mr. Buss. And you even look like you've been around this game a little bit, Mr. Buss. So say, look at that. Just laying it in there. Attaboy, Zach. Mr. Bitter and Ryan, yeah. James and Ryan, you're doing a good job. Okay, now let's put the glove on. We're going to catch the ball with the back glove. Now, I know you've done this before. If you ever been to my camps, you did it. Now, we're going to catch it with the back of the glove. And you're just going to play nice, soft, easy catch. Can't do it real hard. And all of you can do this. Go ahead. Catch it with the back of the glove. That's it. Just play catch with the back. Now do the same thing. Carry it out there so it doesn't hurt your hand. You give with it, doesn't hurt your hand. Give with it, doesn't hurt your hand. Give, atta baby. A little bit further out. Get your hands a little further out and when you negotiate the first, that's it. The further out you hold your hands, within reason, and you come back in here, the easier it is to cushion the ball. Cushion, come back. Cushion and come back, atta boy. Okay, now we're going to move it up to the next drill, and that's just open your glove and catch it with a bare hand on the gloves there. You're not going to squeeze the fingers around it. You're going to get so you can play catch by just right here. So that if you're a second baseman, turn that double play. You never even have to close it. You just exchange and go right to the first base with it. So let's catch without closing the hand. Walk into the ball and let your hands cushion the ball. Attaboy. And give with it. Try to hang on to it as long as you can. Now let's start getting the other hand in there and get the grip. Come out of there with the fingers across the seams. Fingers across seams as you did with a catcher. This is a similar drill to that. Shorten the arc of your throw. All right, now that those, if you did those three things every day when you played catch, you would get really good with your hands. That's what you call soft hands. Now we're going to go into what we call a glove drill session. And just for demonstration, John, would you roll a ball to Zach? And Zach, get in your fielding position. Put your glove out there and see the ball go in your glove. Just keep it right on the ground. You're going to roll the ball in your glove, essentially. That's it. Now you get down your stance, he's going to roll to you. Now, the way we do this drill is this team here is going to roll to that team 10 times. So do that straight away. Bowling ball, don't bounce it. Give it, give, that's it. Roll it. No, you're just going to be the throwers. You're going to be the throwers for about five throws.
And then he throws it
back. Then he throws it back. All this roll, throw it back, roll, throw it back. So he just gets in the step position there, and you concentrate on hands out. Keep your hands out in front. Keep your hands out in front. Now stop everything a little bit. Merlo, get in your stance. And you, all of you guys get in your stance. We'll let him pick it up. And Merlo's about right here. You want the toe of the, he's left-handed, so he wants his left toe drop back behind his right foot about toe to arch. And toe to arch right here, toe to arch right here. Some coaches like you toe to toe, and that's okay. But toe to arch is good. Now, if I drop this right foot back too far back here, what happens? My glove drops back, and I can't see the ball go in my glove. So I want to stay up in here and stay balanced. The other thing, I want to keep my knees in like we did with the catcher over there and keep that ball out. Just give with it and use that soft hand to feel the ball. Okay, let's go. 5 feet, I won't go 10, but the way we do this is we go 10 to the middle each way. All right, come back. You guys are the tossers now, tossing to these guys. Soft, straight in so he doesn't have to move his feet. We're just working on glove position right now. Glove position, that's it. Glove position, good. Good. Good, glove position. No bounces. Roll it like a bowling ball. There's a first. We have a short hop drill. Okay. Now on this one, don't move your feet. This is one where we really want to settle in and just work on glove action. Just glove action. You got to roll it to me. Roll it to me. Now on the next one, I want you to roll it to him, so you start it. We're going to roll it to the side and just give with it. So if you roll a ball on this side of my foot, right here, roll in here and I catch it, just give with it. Come back up and toss the ball back, and you come back and get five each of those right now. You'd really do a 10 in a drill. But you're working on soft hands, letting the ball come to your glove, see it in the glove, and give it with it. Be like a line drive hit at you to your left. Okay, five and five to the left side. Get your feet settled in. No, left side. Glove side. That's it. Toss it back. No, toss it back. Go five and five. Five and five. Try to get, if you have to get a little closer when you're throwing, it's okay. Do it right so you're working on stuff. Atta baby. That's it. Good. Tossing, glove action, that's it, that's perfect. Good job. Good job, John. Let the ball come right in your glove. Now you're gonna throw it to you on the left side, you on the right side, Merlo, atta baby. Good. Dang, Merlo is pretty slick over there. Good. Okay, now let's do the right side, the opposite side. So if I'm an infielder and I get a hard hit ball to me, I've already moved my feet as far as I can, drop your left knee down, take your left hand, keep it close to the ground, come over here like this, keep your pinky finger parallel to the ground. As the ball hits it, just give with it. So I'm actually coming, staying low here, giving with the ball, coming right up with it. So you're throwing it to right side, give with it. Five and five. Give with it. Give with it. Let the ball hit your glove and let the force of the ball carry the glove back. That's it. Force of the ball carries the glove back. Give with it. Give with it. That's good. That's good. Okay. Now we're going to stop that one. I'm going to give you one that you can also play, and nobody has to be watching you except you guys. You can do this religiously every day. We're going to do a short hop, and you've done this. You're going to throw the ball not hard, but you're going to try to short hop him, and if you get in a good glove position, he can't get the ball by you. So if you get in a position we were just talking about with the glove out here, and your purpose is not to throw it hard, but try to short hop him. What you find out with this drill is there's two hops that are ideal. One is the high hop, the one nice big hop here, which you'd all like to get. You know where the best place, next best place to catch a ball is? Short hop. But you got to get your hands out and watch it. If you don't get your hands out and watch it, it's a terrible ball to catch because I'm fumbling around here. But if I get the hand out, you really start saying, that's not a bad ball to catch. I'm going to charge that sucker and get the short hop on it. So we're working on that here. So just starting, you get in your stance, you short hop him, he short hops you. So we're in that stationary stride position right here. Boom. Feel the ball and come right back up and throw. All right, here we go. Short hop. Not hard. That's perfect. Just like that. Short hop. Now think about this. If you did this every day for about 4 or 5 minutes on your own, how much better infielder would you be? Nobody has to harp on you. If you miss one like that, it's fine. Just get it and go back. He's not going to miss it again. He'll get his hands out in front and we'll have it done. Now look at there. That's perfect, John. That's a way to come back. Hands out a little bit further, Merlo. Hands out a little further. Hands out a little bit further. Connor, atta baby. Get him out there. Get him out there and get him on the ground. That's good. That was a good action there. Good. Yeah, try to give him a short hop, not a long hop. Or a three-quarter. That's good. You start finding out you can deal with that. Okay, we're going to go through three infield positions here for youth outfielders. It's the same outfield position I'd go in with college guys, because these guys can do this. We're going to go drop to a knee. That's kind of a safety method, and if you get agile at doing it, it's not a bad way to throw people out at the base. So they're going to charge in, break down, drop on the right knee if they're right-handed, left knee if you're left-handed. Try to get up as quick as you can and get the ball delivered back to the fungo man. Okay, here we go. You can get back a little bit further. Come in, break down, pick it up, come back up, balance, and throw it in. All right, next man, as soon as you get ready, come in, break down. Now, what you want to do is charge real hard the first 4 or 5 steps, Connor. I mean, you really bust out of there real fast and then break down. Break down, drop down on the right knee. Do that again, Connor, and drop on your right knee. Break down, nice, drop it, atta baby. Now get so you really feel comfortable when you drop on your right knee, so you feel like you're balanced. Left knee, try it again, you drop on your left knee, left-hander. Okay, left knee, go with the knee you throw with. Left hand, all right. Now, start when his hand goes back. And when the ball hits the ground, you break down. You're just trying to do it. Go, go, now break down. Drop on the other knee, let's go one more time. Drop on your left knee. So you're left-handed. Here we go. Drop on your left knee. Left knee. Okay. When I will come out, pull you out to the side. Come on, you go ahead. Go ahead. Now you practice right here on your knee. Just drop it on your left knee. Drop on your left knee. Put your hand down here. That's it, like that. Good. Okay, have you gone through it?
Yeah.
Okay, the second way we're going to do it is drop almost to the knee. We call this a semi-knee position. This is a little bit faster getting the ball in. Now, I wouldn't go to this till we'd really perfected this other one. And to perfect the other one, do this every day for about a week. And then you check them out. The coach would check them out, and he said, well, we're not ready with you to do this. So those three of you would do it with a knee. Three of you moved up enough so you can do it with a semi-knee. And you work on that till you get it. Okay? We're going almost down to the knee, so we lower our base and feel the ball. All right, here we go. Almost down the knee. That's it. That's good. That's good, Zach. Almost down the knee. That's it. Now keep your feet a little bit wider apart so you have good balance. Down, almost down the knee. You got to get down a little bit lower. Lower your base. Get down on that knee. Lower your base. Get down on your knee. That's good. Now you dropped to the right knee, didn't you? You got it to the left knee, I mean, the right one. That's it. Good. That was perfect. All right, let me see Big Ryan here. This Ryan? Oh, yes. He knows what he's doing. All right, now we're going to go to the pro method, which I still think youth league guys can do if they're real good at doing the other one. Some of these guys can do stuff as well as anybody else. So now we're at least going to show them how to do this. Might not let them do it right away in the game. We're going to show them how to do it. This way you want to keep the ball on your left side. You have to drop down, lower your base, feel the ball, come back up on one more step, and throw the ball. That's the quickest way to get the ball home, but it's the quickest way to get the ball by you if you don't get your glove down. All right, here we go. Good. Good. Drop to left knee. You know, always get on that one there, your right knee for you would be out here. Your glove side knee would come down and bend. Okay? Now get on that side of the ball, right side of the ball. That's it. Keep the ball on this side on that play, on this side of you. And you got to lower your base so you can feel it. Too close in front of you. Get it off to the side a little bit. Okay, those are the things. Now, if I were working with the college guys, some of them would look about like we've looked here. Some of them would look like they looked here, meaning really good. They can do this thing. So you work on it until they become proficient at it, and then you change to the advanced part of the drill. So you might have some guys just doing one part of it. That'd be on the knee all the time. And then they get a little bit better, they can drop to a semi-knee method. They get a little bit better, they go to the pro method. Now we're going to do the footwork drill. And on the footwork drill, what we're going to do is we're going to try to catch the ball. The coach is going to hit you a fungo up in the air, nice and easy. And you're going to come in and try, if you're right-handed, you're going to try to land and catch the ball with your left foot down as the ball hits your glove. Then you're going to take one more step out of here and throw. So it's left, right, throw. And you're not, that way you're not taking an extra step. If you're left-handed, just the opposite. All right, now can you land? Can you catch a ball and land with your left foot as you're catching? So the secret is I can adjust back here as an outfield. I can come in here, get on the ball, I can wait on it, boom, and throw. Or I can come back on the ball in here, wait, keep my feet moving in here, catch it, step, and throw. All right, here we go. Come on in on it. Okay, now on that ball there, Zach, you forget, you just try to catch the ball then, because you just do what you have to do. If I've got to reach for it, I can't get the footwork on it, I might have to take an extra step. Premium now that I got to catch the ball. But if it's high enough, floats enough, I get my footwork. Sometimes you can't get the footwork you want because you're just caught. Okay, here we go. Come on up. Left, right. I see you took an extra step. John, do it again. Work your feet so when the ball comes down, it's left foot hits, left, right, throw. All right. Work your feet, left, right, perfect. That's great. Good adjustment. That's a good adjustment in there. Left, right, good. Attaboy, Connor. All right, Merle, let me see you here. Right, left, perfect. Woo! Put her there. Atta baby. Left, right, look at these guys. Left, right, now what'd you do? Let's go one more time. You can do it this time right way. I want my left foot to come down as I catch the ball. Left foot comes down as I catch the ball. Organize it. Left, right, took an extra step. Make contact with your left. Okay, one more time. Here we go. This is bread and butter for an outfielder. This is, now, you always go behind when you throw? You always go behind? Okay. I like to go in front. Some Joe DiMaggio, and some of you guys might not remember who he was, but he was great. He always did this because he felt like it loaded him up better. But I really prefer going to the right side over here because it's freer and easier to throw when you go to your right side. All right, that drill there, That's just the start of it. What we're doing is showing you drills that you can work on. That thing can be done by an assistant. It could be another one of these guys here could come in here and throw to the five guys, and they could trade off and work on that. The key is getting them to understand how important it is to do it. They can all do it. They just need to perfect it so in the game they don't have to think about it. Because that's really important when you're in the game, is not to think about stuff. just to let it happen automatically. And the only way that happens, I have to practice enough so that it does happen automatically. Okay, we're going to do one of the series of agility drills we have. You can do this where they're catching the ball off the fungo, or you can do it just like we're doing this, where you do it for 2 or 3 minutes, dry run, and you can have tongues hanging out, and you can have get some agility done here. So we're going to point here. If I point straight back, they're going to drop step and go in that direction. If I point straight back over the left shoulder, it drops with the right foot, and so on. If I go here, they cross over. If I go there, you drop step back and go in that direction. All right, here we go. Ready? Straight over. Cross step, and back. Now come on back. Now let's stop that. If I pointed this way, I want you, remember we're going directly that way, I want a cross step. If I'm going directly across, I want a cross step. If I'm pointing back, I want to take a drop step, don't I? See, I don't want to try to take a back step back there. It's only if I'm going to the side. I see a ball over there, I want to take this over here. So that's straight over. All right, here we go. I'm just going to go left and right here for a minute. Here, cross step, cross step, cross step, move your feet, cross step, okay. Now I'm going to have you go back, get your feet moving in place, kind of get, now drop step that way and go back, and stop. Come in forward, keep your eyes on me. All right, now stay with me, just keep your eyes right on me, and I'm going to give you some direction here. Straight back, this way. Eyes to me, come straight in. Back, straight in, and stop. All right, now we're going to go over here about 3 steps and then come back to your regular position. All right, if I go this way, we'll go 3 steps and come back to regular position. I want you to take a cross step and one more. Here we go. Ready? Over here and back. Back to your regular position and get set again. Over here, cross step, and back again. Now, I want you to really pay attention to what my feet are doing. This is where details come in. If I'm in here, watch what my feet do. If somebody said point to that side, this foot comes up and sets down and does that, it's 2 steps. Now watch what happens where I can save a step. Boom! I've saved a step by not picking my foot up. So you really got to be observant here of what's happening. If I'm going that way, I just take a cross step. If I'm going back, I want to take a step this way to go back, but not to go sideways. All right, here we go. We're going here over that way. Cross step, that's better, and back to your regular position. All right, now we get another sign here. We're going which way? We're going that way, cross step, and back again to your regular position. All right, now we'll go another direction. Over here, over there. Keep your feet moving, keep your feet moving, keep your feet moving, and come back in to me. And settle down, keep your feet moving. Now let's be real quick with this. Let's see how really quick we can go here. 3 steps and back. 3 steps and back. 3 steps and back. 3 steps and back. Come on back. Now just keep your feet moving. Keep your feet moving. 3 steps and back. And make sure the first step is a cross step. First step's a cross step. I'm really looking here. Cross step. Cross step and back. All right, now drop step and back. Up here, cross step, and back. Okay, now we're going to do some isolated feet work. That's where you get your feet stationary. You're not going to move your feet, and you're going to stride without striding. It's a great way to work on throwing. Now I don't have to worry so much about my lower body. I can worry about things like getting the ball in the right position, getting the right arm angle, getting the right release, pulling the ball out, and all these things that you're working on with throwing. But now I am striding correctly without striding. I'm going to bring my weight to the inside of my back foot, keeping my knee on the right side. Keep the knee on the right side if I'm right-handed inside. When I land on my stride foot, I'm going to keep the knee inside that. So I'm always going to stay balanced on the inside of my feet. If I'm a basketball player and I want to stay balanced, I'm this way. As soon as I get this way, I'm a dead duck, right? You can go around me. When I'm throwing, when I'm hitting, I want to stay in that position. When I'm throwing, I want to stay in that position. All right, so now let's throw a few balls, and you're just going to try to hit each your partner right in the neck with the ball. Boom, right here, and extend. Good rotation. Stay inside. You get your feet, you're taller, you get a little bit wider. Atta baby. Good. And try to feel the ball releasing below your left eye if you're right-handed. Blow the bill of your cap and right at your left eye. Right at your left eye. Atta baby. Good. Try to get your hand up a little bit and come over the top. Get a little more extension with your hand. A little bit more out in front. That was good. That's good over there, Mr. Merlot. That's much better. Did you have slider spin on that or fastball spin? Slider. Okay, now it's correct at this time. And of course, the grip for an outfielder, and he should get this grip every time because he has plenty of time, and that's with the two fingers across the seams. And as soon as he gets that ball in his glove, the other hand should get in there close, and by the time he gets out of the glove, and it's a longer arc to get ready to throw and a longer arc to throw, he should have plenty of time to get this grip. But it's across the seams, about a finger's width apart, and the thumb should bisect, and there should be space in between the fingers. So when he throws the ball, it should come off the fingers this way and have perfect backspin on it. And this benefits because it fights gravity and forces the ball to stay up a little bit longer than normal. Any other way, if you get the seams turned a little bit, boy, it starts going with gravity and pulling the ball down. The other thing that this does, it really adds to the hop. If you have to hit a cutoff man and hop the ball in the cutoff man, if it's got good rotation, it'll hop off the grass or dirt and go straight. So that's what we're working on here. Come up a little closer. I want you to hop that ball right in the dirt and get it coming up. Now you got to get on top of it and get really good rotation. Right on the dirt. Bounce it, get right on top. Bounce it, that's it. Now you do the same thing. Try to bounce it right in the middle and that's it. Get it up on top. Get on top. Big bounce, big bounce. Give me a big bounce. Up on top. Okay. Be a big bounce. Okay. Give me another big bounce. Okay. Connor, give me a big bounce. Okay. Now I want you to throw it straight to him without bouncing it. Same way. Okay. You throw it straight to him without bouncing it. Every other one, bounce it. Throw it to him straight. Throw it to him straight. Now bouncer. Midway. Big hop. You give me a big hop. What this does, it helps to get the idea you need to get the arm up on top to throw. And also, you start getting a read on what kind of hop you're getting. If you get real good bounce on the ball and get good rotation, you will get a good bounce. Just trade off every other one and try to get your arm now extended as far as you can extend it. Now finish. Atta baby. Now finish with your right arm all the way finished and nice and loose. Finish all the way through and all the way down. All the way through and all the way down. That's good. Good four-seam rotation. Good four-seam rotation. Okay. We're going to work on three balance drills. We've already covered two drills for the pitchers. You did it with the infielders and outfielders. A short hop is one drill you can work on every day because that helps your fielding. And the other drill you can work on is the rotation drill and check your balance off your knees. Now we're going to really work on three balance drills, one with a push-off foot, and it starts with a wind-up. So start with a wind-up and lift your leg up, and we're going to balance on our back foot. And the only thing I'm going to concentrate on right now is your back foot, making sure the back foot is the toe ahead of heel and you're balanced with the weight on the inside of the foot and there's no movement with your back foot. Okay, now let's start again and balance. We're gonna do this five times. Okay, this is the second time. Up again, balance, and down again. Now this time I want you to really pay attention to just your, I want you to get the feel of when you lift your leg up, make sure your toe of your back foot is solid and it stays ahead of your heel. I don't want the heel to be up there. I want the heel to stay back here and I want you to kind of lean in with your knee and balance, and don't want any movement with the back foot. No movement with the back foot. It's solid. It stays there. Wherever you put it down, it stays there. All right, here we go. Wind up, come up to top, balance, and stop. Okay, now I want to, one more time, and I'm going to come to each of you and just be a little picky. All right, balance, come up to top, balance, toe ahead of heel, good. Toe ahead of heel, you could get the toe a little bit more ahead of the heel. No, when I say that, the toe is closer to the coach over there. Closer to the hitter. That, now, yeah, that's better. All right, that's good. Weight on the inside. John, fix your toe a little bit. Back toe. Yeah, that's good. Back toe. Okay, that's good. Now we're going to lift up, and we're going to balance on our back foot, working on balancing with your front leg in the right direction with this. Nice and soft leg lift, and the foot's in the right direction, and you should look down your leg here above your knee and see your stride foot toe hanging down, just hanging down. All right, up to the top, balance there, stride foot is out a little bit, not a little bit too far, John. Back in there nice and loose, and I want it to be like a noodle. Just really relax, and down. Now pick it up. The knee lift height is yours. You can lift it whatever thing you think you need to. All right, leg lift, balance. Leg lift, balance, fix your back leg. Somebody might get fouled up because you don't have a rubber there. And nice and loose with that stride leg. And nice and loose with the stride lift leg, I mean. Same as the stride leg, but you're lifting it now. Toe down, nice and loose. And again. Leg lift, toe down. Just tilt it just a little bit. Tilt it a little bit like that, that's good. Tilt it a little bit inward, Merlot, yeah, kind of like that, yeah. Okay, a little bit out in front here, John, that's it. Nice and loose, a little bit out there, nice and loose, and down again. Okay, one more time, up the top. Balance, hang there, good balance, and down. All right, next one is balancing on the stride foot. So we're gonna come out, we're gonna stride, balance on that thing and hang. You've all done this and just hang there. All right, again, up the top, hang, balance, stride, throw and hang. All right, now this time I want you to just make a full throw, boom, and hang on that front foot. See, I was off balance. I'm gonna get on balance this time, boom, stay on there and just hang there. Hang right there. Simulate a regular throw and hang. All right, try it again. Sorry if you miss. Get up, try again. Throw, hang, and balance. Good. I don't care if you cheat a little bit at the first. You just want to get so you can feel the balance. I'm going to have you do something a little different here in a minute. But I think you guys are good enough to do it. I wouldn't if you weren't as far along as you are, but you're further along than a lot of guys would think you are. You're pretty far along here. Now do one more stride and hang on your stride foot. Okay, now I want you this time I want to start back the other way. I want you to take a wind up, close your eyes, and hang on your right foot with a leg lift, with your eyes closed. You guys are pretty good. Back foot, Ryan. Stay on your back foot. Yeah. Now again, get there, close your eyes to start with. Close your eyes to start with and come up to that position. Really makes you feel it, doesn't it? When you close your eyes, you have to feel what you're doing. And everything you do with pitching goes back to kinesthetic movement or feeling what you're doing. So as much as you can do with closing your eyes, and we've had guys, he could throw in a bullpen, his eyes closed, hit a target. Because you feel, I released that one. You know when you release a ball, whether it's going to be hit or not, most of the time. When you hang a curveball, you say, oh my goodness. When you throw a good curveball, you say, you're not going to hit that one. When you throw a good pitch down the way, you know he's not going to hit that one. Now I want you to come up and leg lift and hang with your leg lift up there and just feel your leg nice and loose out in front with your eyes closed. Up the top, feel the leg lift, eyes closed. If you stutter around a little bit, it's fine. Just relocate and come back up again and fix it. Fix it, that's better. See how it's You don't even worry when you foul up one time, just come right back and fix it. All you're doing is getting a feel. Come back and fix it. The more you can feel it, the better you get. All right, now I want you to take a full throw and hang on your stride foot with your eyes closed. As hard as you can throw with control and hang on your stride foot with your eyes closed. All right, now you stumble around a little bit on the first one, try to fix it on the second one. Fix it on the second one. If you fix it on the second, you're pretty good. It's okay if you stumble a little bit. That's better, John. That's better. Attaboy, you corrected right in the midair. That's good. That's when you start to get a real good feel of what you're doing. That's good. You held it. Now you can hold it next time even better. That was good. You tried to hold it because you felt it. Go again. Keep doing it. Keep feeling. Now you got it perfect. See, that's good. Now feel the weight on the inside of your front foot this time. Just feel it. Put all the weight down there on the inside of your front foot and feel that. Feel it. And come off with your eyes closed and hang there. Eyes closed and hang there. Okay, now I'm going to do a real test for you, and it's going to be a hop drill. I want you to hop three times on your right foot. Hop, 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 and then hang. Just hop, 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 and hang. All right, when I flick my fingers, go ahead and hop. Ready, go. Hop, 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 and hang. Hang on your back foot. Just hang up there on your back foot. Hang on your back foot. Just hop, 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 and stay there. Load up. Now, when you do this, each time, hold it. When you do this, each time you do it, I want you to stride exactly the same way with your foot. Toe ahead of heel, toe ahead of heel, toe ahead of heel. So you're just making the same stride in each spot. When you get real good, you can stride in the same spot every time. The same way every time, not in the same spot. Different spot, same way with your foot. Stride, stride, stride. All right, let's see if you can do it close to perfect. Three times. Ready, go. Hop, hop, hop. Got a good feel, Merlo. Atta baby, that was a good feel. Good back here, good over there. Go again, hop, hop, hop. Good, John, atta boy. Good, that's good. The more you can get correct, and if you foul it up, you feel it, that's all that's important. I felt it and I can fix it. Feel it and fix it. All right, now I want you to hang on your back foot, stride on your front foot, and hop three times. Hang on your back foot, hang, stride, hop, hop, hop. Now on this one, I want you to hop three times, and each time I want you to place your stride foot in exactly the same position every time. Ready, go. Hang, stride, hop, 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 hop. Each time, ball the foot, toe ahead of heel. One more time. All right, up again. Stride, throw, hop, 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 hop. Good. Boy, you guys are pretty dang good. Somebody's been working with you. Wonder who it is. All right, let's put it all together. Go three hops, a throw, and three more hops, and we're done. Ready? Three hops. Hop, 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 throw. Hop, hop, hop. That's it. Now, each time you do this, the more you can finish lower and stay down with your head up, the better you become, because I'm getting more extended and through the pitch. So the more I can stay from an upright position and go to a lower position, the better I'm going to be. One more time, get as low as you can. Ready? Okay, hop, hop, hop. Throw. Hop, hop, hop. Good. Good. Good guy. Good job. Thanks for watching Coach's Choice videos again. My pleasure to bring this to you, and I hope that you enjoyed and got something out of our Youth League series.
Bob Bennett ranks as the seventh most winning head baseball coach in NC2A Division I history. During his 34-year college career, Bennett's teams averaged more than 40 wins a season. With 32 winning campaigns, 26 consecutive, the results are impressive. 1,302 victories, 17 conference championships, 21 NC2A tournament berths, 32 All-Americans, 9 first-round draft picks, 2 College World Series appearances. His teams were consistently ranked in the top 25, The 1988 team vaulted to number one during Fresno State's school record 32-game winning streak. Coach Bennett earned Conference Coach of the Year honors 14 times. In 1988, he was named NC2A Coach of the Year by the Sporting News. Bennett has also been heavily involved in baseball at the international level, coaching the U.S. national team four times. In 2000, he earned the prestigious Lefty Gomez Award. Known for his fundamentally sound ball clubs, more than 200 of his players went on to the professional ranks, including 35 major leaguers. Considered one of the nation's experts on catching fundamentals, Bennett has published two books on the subject and is in demand at clinics throughout the country. A leader on the collegiate baseball front, Bennett is a former president of the American Baseball Coaches Association. He serves on the Hall of Fame and All-American committees within the ABCA and is a member of the ABCA Board of Directors. Bob Bennett continues to influence amateur baseball as an accomplished coach, author, and consultant.
Okay, now we're going to do some isolated feet work. That's where you get your feet stationary. You're not going to move your feet, and you're going to stride without striding. This is a great way to work on throwing. Now I don't have to worry so much about my lower body. I can worry about things like getting the ball in the right position, getting the right arm angle, getting the right release, pulling the ball out, and all these things that you're working on with throwing. But now I am striding correctly. Without striding, I'm going to bring my weight to the inside of my back foot, keeping my knee on the right side. Keep the knee on the right side if I'm right-handed inside. When I land on my stride foot, I'm going to keep the knee inside that. So I'm always going to stay balanced on the inside of my feet. If I'm a basketball player and I want to stay balanced, I'm this way. As soon as I get this way, I'm a dead duck, right? You can go around me. When I'm hitting, I want to stay in that position. When I'm throwing, I want to stay in that position. All right, so now let's throw a few balls, and you're just going to try to hit each your partner right in the neck with a ball. Boom, right here, and extend. Good rotation. Stay inside. You can get your feet. You're taller. You get a little bit wider. Atta baby. Good. And try to feel the ball releasing below your left eye if you're right-handed. Below the bill of your cap and right at your left eye. Right at your left eye. Atta baby. Good. Try to get your hand up a little bit and come over the top. Get a little more extension with your hand. A little bit more out in front. That was good. That's good over there, Mr. Merlot. That's much better. Did you have slider spin on that or fastball spin? Slider. Okay, now let's correct it this time.